we're back on the AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call, 240-317-7294. Anytime, day or night, any day of the week, give us a call, leave a message, and we will play it on that show. If you want to join, also, if you want to join the conversation on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports, and we'll respond to you at some point. Maybe we'll read your comments on the show as well. So, Bruce, what are we talking about right now?
We're talking baseball. Roy!
Yes, sir.
Hey, ZZ Top likes it.
This guy's great. Hey, Roy, talk to me about the All-Star game.
I got the American League roster pulled up right now.
All right, here we go. Are you doing starters first?
Yeah, I'll start off with the starters.
Okay.
I feel like that's a good place to start.
Yep.
The catcher is Mike Napoli out of Texas Rangers. First base is Prince Fielder. Second, Robinson Cano. Third base, Adrian Beltre. Shortstop, the captain, Derek Jeter. Outfield consists of Josh Hamilton, Curtis Granderson, Jose Bautista, and finishing up the DH is Big Poppy, David Ortiz out of Boston.
You know, it's hard to even have a problem with any of that. If you look at their numbers right now, they're all good. You know, you could have said something about Bautista, maybe, because he was hitting about 240, 250 a couple weeks ago. But about, I'd say in the last week and a half, he started hitting the ball.
The only other outfielders, or the reserve outfielders, are Adam Jones, Mike Trout, the rookie, Mark Trumbo. So I like Jose Bautista starting over those guys. I think the only person that you could really make a legitimate argument for there would be Mike Trout, because he's lighting the thing up, but he's a rookie.
Well,
so
yeah,
I like him as a reserve.
And he hasn't played the entire year there.
Right, exactly.
No, but Mike Trout, see what he did yesterday? He went 2 for 2. This is obviously yesterday's Thursday. He went 2 for 2, scored 2 runs, stole 3 bases, hit 2 sac flies. And he came out in the 7th or 8th inning because they made some moves, and that's just what happened. It might have been to rest his wrist. Evidently, he had a bad thumb or something. This kid is every bit – he's Bryce Harper. He's going to be – he and Bryce Harper will be the studs, in my opinion. And, you know, that's the name of the show. My opinion. In my opinion, they'll – you know, barring injury, they'll be the two best position players in baseball for a while. I don't see anybody really coming.
It's hard to argue. It's hard to argue that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look what Bryce did yet in this series with the Giants. He had some great at bats.
Yeah,
played some good defense. You know, scored a lot of runs in that series. Got on base. That's what they need him to do. When Ryan Zimmerman is hitting the baseball the way Ryan Zimmerman has been hitting the baseball since his cortisone shot. And I don't know if you know this or not, but there was a lot of Twitter, like, action out there, a lot of discussion about, you know, the cortisone shot. And I said, hey, as long as Miguel Tejada wasn't giving him a B12 shot, it's probably a legitimate cortisone shot. Because he gave a B12 shot to Rafael Palmeiro that's going to cost him the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And that's just a Miguel Tejada joke. Ha ha. Miggy, I'm not a big fan of yours. You suck.
But the reserves in the American League are at catcher Joe Mauer, Mr. Hare himself, and Matt Wieters from the Orioles, who it seems to be a long overdue all-star bid for Wieters.
You know, he hung in
there. There was a lot of hype when he was coming up.
He's hung in there well. I mean, Matt Wieters, when he first came up, you gotta understand he's a switch-hitting catcher. Jesus, I mean, a switch-hitting catcher who's 6'5", 230, athletic, doesn't run real well, but, I mean, he's a great catch-and-throw guy behind the plate. He's now starting to develop as a hitter.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what they were waiting for. The Orioles are – I'm not a big fan of the Orioles organization, and nobody should be, because they're run by maybe the biggest, you know, buffoon in baseball. It's Peter Angelos. And his son runs the team. And, you know, he made life miserable for Washington trying to get a team with Masson Sports Network and him making all the money forever for a while. You probably know more about that than I do. It made me so mad I didn't even want to know about it. I mean, it was that bad. But I got to tell you, Baltimore, you know, to my surprise this year, has come out smoking. You know, they're 42-36, and I virtually believe they will not be over 500 at the end of the season. But look at their lineup. I mean, you know, they just gave J.J. Hardy a new contract a couple years ago. Yeah. Brian Roberts, he's out now again. You know, he's not going to be back. Robert Andino is a rookie. They've got Jim Thome, who's 64 years old, playing on this team. Who's Steve Pierce? I mean, come on. Mark Reynolds, you know, as soon as Arizona got rid of him and his 250 strikeouts a year, Arizona won a Western Division championship. Chris Davis is a ball player. I'll give him that. J.J. Hardy is a ball player. Andrew Jones just made, what, $84 million in, what, 6 years, right? Six-year deal?
Yeah, he just got paid. Adam Jones.
Adam Jones. Xavier Avery, that's who I was mixing him up with. Good young player, yeah. But he should be in AAA. Nick Johnson is on this roster. Used to be one of my favorite players in the world when he was with the Nationals. Broke his femur, was out 2 years, and he's never been the same since. So, and then they were talking about their great pitching staff. They just sent Jake Arrieta, their opening day starter, down to AAA, and he's never coming back. Evidently, Buck Showalter was so upset last night with his performance that I think Buck took him to the airport. At least that's what somebody told me. They got this guy, Wei-Yin Chen, who's done a good job. Mm-hmm. But, you know, none of these guys are really that good. Jason Hamill is an all-star wannabe that Colorado Rockies didn't want. Brian Mattis, 5.42 ERA. Tommy Hunter, 6.11 ERA. These guys are horrible. But then you go to their bullpen, they're okay. Who is the Baltimore All-Star? The catcher?
It's Matt Wieters. And they also have Adam Jones.
So they have two. And that's
They have three.
Jim Johnson.
And Jim Johnson.
Thank God. Because that guy, and isn't that amazing that they even have three All-Stars with that team? But you got
they've been hot, starting out the season.
All right, let's talk about the Red Sox. Who are the Red Sox All-Stars?
Well, Big Poppy and David Ortiz, he got the starting DH spot. That looks to be about it.
You know, Big Poppy has an OBA of 390, his slugging percentage 607, 21 bombs, 54 RBIs. He's having a good year. Do you think there might be a little bit of PED involved there? I'm wondering, because he's how old is Big Poppy? 39? He might be 40. He looks to me, Roy, better than he's ever looked. That's just me.
Do you think maybe
he has Jose Canseco's email address?
Well, he did come out. Was it last year or 2 years ago talking about how PEDs were disgusting and how he looked upon them and you know if you ever get a PED, you should be a lifetime ban. So I don't really know what's going on there, but he is 36 years old, and
he's older than that.
That's what this says.
That's a lie. Hey. The Red Sox have a 4.12 ERA, which is average pretty much for an American League team. They're hitting the ball. Their OBA is 329. What's killing them is having their captain, Dustin Pedroia, out of the lineup. I mean, to have that kid sitting on the bench hurt just doesn't make sense. Let me ask you a question about Boston, because this is a New York station, and a lot of New York people like to talk about Boston. Don't you think that they would be probably – it'd be a good idea to see what they could bring in as far as, young players into their system for Dustin Pedroia. Don't you think Dustin Pedroia would bring 4, 5, 6 prospects into their system?
Well, yes, and I do think that Boston definitely needs to go a little bit younger, but we saw that with the Kevin Youkilis trade. We saw them turning over the ranks to a young guy at third, and Uke, who's loved in Boston, and we saw him shipped off to Chicago. So I think they're starting to make that move. I don't think they're in complete rebuild, because like it or not, they're not completely out of the AL
East. Oh, no, they're done. And I'll make that bet today. They're done. They're 10 games under 500, Roy, with the Yankees in first place, and the Yankees might win 100 games. So
they're 42 and 40.
Who is?
Boston.
Oh, I thought they – what am I thinking about?
They're 42 and 40. They're
I'm thinking about the Phillies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I compare both of those teams because they both have the worst fans in the league, in my opinion. And that's the name of this show, my opinion. Let's talk about the White Sox real quick.
Sure.
So I'm going to try to get through this. Who are the White Sox All-Stars? Paul Konerko's got to be one.
Chicago White Sox. They have Chris Sale.
Adam Dunn made the team.
Paul Konerko, Adam Dunn.
How do you go from hitting 161 to making an All-Star team? He's got to be comeback player
of the year.
He'll
tell you all about it.
Don't you think that he's comeback player of the year? You know, he just hit his 25th home run, I think, this week. I'm looking 10 doubles, 24 bombs, 58 RBIs. Do you know what he's hitting against lefties? 165. Do you know what he's hitting against righties? 232. Do you know who Adam Dunn is? And you won't remember this guy because you're too young. He's Dave Kingman. He either hits a home run or he punches out.
Yep.
But that is something that people like to do. They like to score runs. Now, I'm going to do this in my head because run production average-wise, he's probably okay but not great. He scored 44 runs. He's driven in 58. Okay? That's 102 runs. Divided, subtract 24, that's about 75. Divided by 276 at bats. He's, you know what? He's like in the high 200s run production. That's not bad, but it's not all-star. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's not an all-star run production number. I think that, who put him on? He must have been a manager's choice. All right. Now, you were talking about who? Chris Sale?
Chris Sale also went for Chicago.
All right, you know who else is almost as good as Chris Sale that hasn't thrown as many innings, but he's a rookie? Jose Quintana. Jose Quintana's ERA right now, after his win last night, is a 2.03. He is an amazing pitcher. They have Jake Peavy, Gavin Floyd, Chris Sale, and Jose Quintana. Those guys are amazing. Roy, I have something that's of extreme importance I need to read. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.